And a good golfing morning to you. Every morning's a good golfing morning. Welcome to the show. The Back Nine Boys Golf Show is brought to you by Bridgestone Golf. Play the ball that is fit for you. By Sea Palms Resort featuring the Miracle, a members-only facility to improve your game. And by Mizuno Golf, reach beyond. On the show, we're going to talk with Greg Holub, the founder and president of Towel Tag. He is eagerly waiting. Towel Tag provides you with an easy access to your golf towel during a round, and you can get it customized. After that, we'll talk about hydration with Hunter Bremer of BioLite, the IV in a bottle, and a quick stat, 80% of us are dehydrated. Then, fresh off a great USA win at the Walker Cup, played at Seminole down in Florida, Nathaniel Crosby, the coach, will talk about the strategy that he used and how it feels to win again as the Walker Cup captain, an event that he played in and won in 1983. But first up on the tee is Craig Holub, founder and president of Towel Tag. Good morning, Craig, and welcome to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
Good morning, Rich. It is an absolute pleasure to join you this morning. I've had an opportunity to capture your body of work and beyond impressed. And just want to throw out a quick note to my wife this morning. I knew it was early because when I left, I said, I'm heading off to speak to Rich. And she says, hello, say hello to the Backstreet Boys for me.
Well, tell her hello back. We appreciate it. All right. I see it behind you. How did you come up with this towel tag? Was it out of frustration or was it out of a big need that you saw or a little bit of both?
Well, you know what, Rich, thanks for asking. I played a lot of golf prior to starting a family, and I was probably a 14 handicap working on my game, and played early in the morning. And a lot of times I would try to take my towel to the green side to wipe off my ball. So I was playing at the Idaho in Sudbury many years ago, was heading to the green to make my birdie putt. I grabbed my towel, go back. Of course, I three putted, came back to my golf cart, and voila, that moment happened where I saw my useless ID tag, which was a membership tag, and I saw my towel, and I said, there it is. There's the aha moment.
Oh.
Two pieces that clearly go on a golf bag, and there had to be a better way to remove and replace your golf towel, and it was in the form of a towel tag.
Well, you know, one of the most frustrating things when you play golf is, first off, some courses provide you with towels, and usually they're not big enough. Second, some don't. So what you came up with, how has it been received?
It's been very positive. When I first launched the product, we focused on a membership type of format where we would basically have a replacement for membership tags. But it was too difficult to sort of, you know, re-ingrain the golf community. So what we did was we pivoted. We brought in a bunch of new technology, and you can see our collection in terms of design. So golf has become a very polished and high profile sport, and it's become a lot of personality. So like yourself, Rich, you want to be styling all the time. This is a perfect product to allow you to enhance that. So we're just beyond ecstatic. Unfortunately, here in Ontario, Canada, I might have had a naughty dream last night. I was actually thinking about playing golf. That's illegal in this province. So it's been very good, and I appreciate the time this morning to allow us to talk to you about it.
No problem. We're just sorry that you can't play golf up there, but, you know, you can always come down and see us, and we'd love to, you know, tee it up. But how long, Craig, did it take you to develop it? You had the aha moment. So how long after that did it take you to create it?
So I went back. I paid my dues, as I mentioned, so there was no outstanding debts after that round of golf. I went back and I went into my dad's garage, and he was a mining engineer, very creative, much like myself. And I had some, there were sheets of plastic, rigid plastic. And I went to my office and tore up or grabbed the only neoprene mouse pad that I had, started applying some contact cement. And I actually worked off the first medallion look of the Idaho's membership tag and started working and massaging it. And then I worked with a team of engineers, and believe it or not, Rich, thanks for asking. Found this as we were cleaning up the shop the other day, and that's the actual first productive piece that we had.
Okay.
And we modified it since then, so it was deemed a membership tag. And this goes to show what the product's made of. So we actually put two pieces of rigid plastic,
right,
and then we create a chemical bond. And that's Towel Tag as it stands today.
And it's pretty durable, isn't it? Because of how you've made it and the products that you use to create it.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. I bring my it's not one of my 14 clubs, but it was tested in this. So here's what we did with this. So I hit it a few times on a cement floor, and it's virtually indestructible.
Oh, great.
What we've added too is a lot of clubs or membership tags have a silicone travel attachment. This is a cam buckle. We haven't tested it on weight, but there isn't a golf tag or a towel that it can't support.
Yeah, and the neat thing about it is, because you sent me a couple and I greatly appreciate it with our logo, the Back Nine Boys, on it, but you can customize it not only for either your golf course, your golf club, for yourself, for your company, or the event that you may want it for.
Well, I saw on some of your images there, Rich, I did see an image of you, so I just wanted to see how you were styling back then. And here's an example of one we did for American Dunes, the opening,
awesome.
A couple weeks ago.
Awesome.
That was the back side, and as you can see, this was the front side of it.
Oh, how cool. Yeah, that's cool. So what does it cost? And I know it probably depends on quantity, but, you know, where are you as far as somebody wanting to get one? First, give us the website.
Okay, so it's clearly all simple, one word, toweltag.com. If you're hosting an event or you're looking for key gifts, go send us an email at events@toweltag.com or info@toweltag.com. It's easy to get a hold of us. Pricing on our website ranges between $14.99 and up to $34.99, whether you just want a generic towel tag.
Okay.
You want to do a classic one of a kind, Father's Day, whatever you want. We have all the options available to you.
All right. And I've also heard from our friend Joe that you've added a mobile unit. Now, that's pretty incredible. I mean, that's kind of like you're taking your product to where they are.
Well, I'm going to show you an example. This is, I think we all even, the world was shattered back in 2018 when the Humble Broncos bus crashed. And I'm getting goosebumps again.
Yeah.
We drove 2,200 kilometers to be there. So about 1,500 miles to be there for their second annual Memorial Golf Tournament. So we brought our trailer. We set up between the 9th and 10th hole. And as golfers come through, they registered with us. And we actually print them and customize them right on the spot and provide them to them immediately. So it's an event within the event. Unfortunately, right now, we're really restricted. It's eager to go. We're eager to go. But unfortunately, COVID has restricted us. But when we open this up, this is the way we self-promote ourselves and really turn events into something spectacular for these tournament organizers.
Yeah, so right now, since you're kind of quarantined, so to speak, or you're kind of locked out from doing a lot of stuff, but the best way is through the website or through the email. Do you see things opening up in Canada up north anytime soon?
Yeah, it looks like we're shut down to June 2nd now, but
okay.
To be honestly, we're right on the American or the Michigan Ontario border, so we ship product virtually clearing land customs every day.
Okay.
So it's real quick. About 92% of our orders are going to you guys in the U.S.
Oh, great.
We're happily, safely playing golf right now, so there's no challenges with us logistically handling the product, shipping it out, and making you guys look good down there.
Hey, if you can't play good, you got to look good, and a towel tag will make you look really good. And it's real easy to put on your bag, any kind of bag, whether it's a carry bag or it's a stand-up bag or whatever, but it's real easy to put on.
Yeah, and Rich, you bring up a real good point is, prior to COVID, this was an idea we came up with. But post-COVID, it's even a better idea. You talked about clubs providing towels. I don't know if that's going to be a way of the future post-COVID. I think everything's going to change.
Right.
But we've always recommended carry two towels, one for your personal use. So you're wiping off your hands after you apply sunscreen, after, you know, maybe you open up your favorite beverage at 9. And then one for your clubs, dedicated to your clubs, your ball, your equipment that may pick up some of those contaminants from the grounds crew.
Yeah, and there are a lot of chemicals around the ground, and sometimes they will come off on your, well, they always come off on your towel, but it's amazing some of that stuff, and you're right. I think two towels are great, and that's a great idea. So give us the website again, Craig, so our listeners can go to it and or the email as well.
Okay, if you really want to style, it's toweltag.com, and events@toweltag.com is anyone looking for tournaments, charities, creating an event, let us know. We can upload your image. We can have a virtual sample back to you quickly. Do not allow us being in a lockdown here. My mouth is not locked down. Our company's not locked down. We are ready to roll. And this has been fantastic, Rich.
Well, Craig, thank you for styling and profiling with Taltag. We appreciate your time and good luck. And I hope things open up soon.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot.
All right. Rich. You take care. All right. Thanks for being with us. Craig Holub of Taltag. If you want a special towel, I mean one that puts on your bag and it's easy to put on and it's very, very useful, go to Taltag.com. Up next is our discussion about hydration. We all got to think about that with Hunter Bremer of BioLite next on the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
This is Gary Van Sickle. I'm sitting here in a computer hacking my way into the USGA system to change my handicap. You're listening to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
Something we all probably look to do is wanting to change our handicap. Nathaniel Crosby grew up in California, the third son of Bing and Catherine Crosby. He won the U.S. Amateur at age 19. He was the Walker Cup captain in 2019 and again last week. Good morning, Coach, and welcome to the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
Captain, not coach.
Oh, captain. Sorry, gotcha. Well, still Sorry, welcome Rich. To the show. We're glad you're here.
Great, thank you very much.
All right, prior to the Cup last weekend, you were at Seminole, and I read about this. You were having drinks with Rory McIlroy about the topic of USGA titles. Tell us a little bit about that conversation that you two had.
Oh, pretty good story that I'm shamelessly self-promoting, but it was actually a block party. He lives in the Bears Club right next door to me, so we were having a block party with friends on our block, including Luke Donald, and Lucas heard me after I have a couple of tequilas talk about my junior golf record, which is wholly unimpressive to Luke and others, but at any rate, I had to lean over to Rory and say, so how many USGA medals do you have? How many USGA medals do you have? And of course I have, well not of course, but I won the amateur, was low amateur in the U.S. Open, and the unbeknownst one is that I was medalist in the U.S. Junior, so I actually have three medals, and he retorted to me, I have the right one, the U.S. Open medal. You want to come over to my house and touch the trophy, I'd let you do it.
How good of a neighbor is Rory to you?
Well, you know, he's obviously traveling a lot and working on his game, but he is extremely congenial and raising his young family now. I think his baby is about less than a year old. So it's great to have a superstar as a neighbor for sure, but he's a really good guy, and his dad is, as they say in Great Britain and Ireland, his dad is cheeky. And he's a member of Seminole, and we play more than once in a while.
Oh, that's great. All right, during the Walker Cup, the stomach bug hit some of the players and the captains and the coaches. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was such a difficult event to pull off because of COVID. And Robbie Zelsnick and the entire USGA team did an enormous job in pushing forward and actually having it happen, as did Seminole with our president, Jimmy Dunn. There were a lot of people that wanted to postpone it, and Jimmy Dunn rightly pointed out that you'd be ripping off four or five or six kids that intended to turn pro in a couple of weeks and would not, you know, delay that to till the end of summer or into the fall. So to push the tournament forward or the event forward and get everybody their due accolades, I should say, was the right thing to do. And yeah, then the stomach virus hits us, and by chance, it was the first time either team had traveled with alternates. And the norovirus, or stomach bug that generally hits cruise ships, kind of took over both teams, and I think 20 out of 26.
Wow.
Got affected. We were all getting IVs in the hospital and trying to patch ourselves together to perform. So we got it in, and we got a win. So very exciting, and happy to have it behind us with a great memory.
All right. I know that in some of the ceremonies that former President Bush gave a speech, and he kind of referred to you and to him as being in the famous Father's Club. Did you know that was coming, or were you kind of surprised?
No, I had actually played golf with President Bush before, and his father used to be a contestant at the Pebble Beach tournament in the late 80s or early 90s, I guess it was, after he was out of office. So mid-90s, he came out and played a couple of times. So, you know, I didn't know it was coming, but it was pretty cute, and he's got a great sense of humor. And he plays a round of golf in like an hour and 45 minutes. So it's he turns golf into an aerobic exercise.
Do the Secret Service kind of help that flow and that pace of play?
You know, the one time we played, there was not that many Secret Service. I shouldn't be saying this, but you know, it's he basically is incredibly gracious when he goes through people. And people are more than happy to get the handshake and a photo, and the next thing you know, he's teeing off, and we've gone through four or five groups. But at any rate, he loves his golf and would like to be a little bit better, but as would we all.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Well, so how was it to win the Walker Cup for the second time and two times in a row?
It's you know, just an unbelievable experience. There's not a lot of things in this lifetime that you get to take a bow for doing something 40 years prior. And, you know, it's the win a U.S. Amateur was a privilege of a lifetime to represent the United States, the United States Golf Association as their champion. And then for them to pick old relics to be Walker Cup captains 35, 40 years later, it gave me the chance to know the incoming generation of would-be superstars, and the math would indicate, the historical math would indicate that about half of these guys will go on to become tour stars, and about half won't. And I was in the bottom half of that category, but you know, think all went the way it should have gone, and I really had a great experience with both teams, and you know, it's hard. I said, it's an arduous journey. Most athletes sign up for 10-year careers, maybe 15-year careers, but these guys are really trying to sign up for a 30- to 40-year career if all goes as planned. And there's really no let-up in the travel and the sacrifices you make in trying to plan a family and the unusual lifestyle that it brings forth.
Are you amazed at the talent coming out of college? Some may turn pro of what is today compared to when you were playing at that age?
Well, it's very comparable. We had more mid-amateurs that were recognized as ranked players. So we'd have, I think on my 1983 team, we had four mid-amateurs. And, you know, Stuart Hagestad represents the United States in his third Walker Cup, but is every bit as good as the others. I'm almost certain that this guy is going to win a couple of U.S. amateurs and four or five mid-amateurs just because he's so good. But he's chosen the path of being a career amateur. The other guys, all nine, really 19 out of 20 of my players, and if you include the alternates, you can add two to that list, are going to turn pro.
Wow.
Which is the same mindset as what I had. And, you know, I think that, you know, these guys will, one, need tee times. I think they're all immensely talented. It's hard to pick this guy over that guy, but I believe that you know, if the universe falls in their direction and they, you know, they do the right thing and find the right girl as part of the event. I told these guys no girls from the gallery because they got the whole tee sheet in their purse.
Understand that. How much?
Yeah, you miss a couple of cuts, they're on to the next tee time.
Yeah, exactly. As a member of Seminole, how much did you pull on that knowledge, and do you think that was part of helping you and the team get to a win because that's your home club?
You know, my advice is 40 years old, and even with the course knowledge of Seminole, the caddies play there every day. The caddies are Seminole caddies, and they're more versed. They probably, you know, two rounds for 3 days a week and one round the rest of the week, and been doing it for 20 or 30 years. So they were in good hands with the Seminole caddies for sure.
Right.
And I only beg them to hit a hard or a pronounced hook against the wind on 17. And the guys just said, cover that front right yardage on the front right of the green. Then the green's 110 feet long if you can get the ball going at the right direction. But as you saw, or if viewers watched, everybody hit beautiful shots into the 17th hole.
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
And the ball just trickled right into the bunker because it was falling right by the time it hit the green.
Did you think the conditions were difficult, or would you describe them as pretty typical for playing at Seminole?
No, I think they tricked the course out for events. And at this event, they really, you know, went overboard, but it's not overboard. They went, you know, they showcased it correctly. I think the golf course is pretty benign off the tee. It's long, you know, 7,300 yards, which isn't extremely long for some of these guys. But the greens and the angles into the greens are all important. So I think they had the greens running. The kids said that it was about a point or two faster than the U.S. Open at Wingfoot.
Wow. Yeah, I was talking to Davis Thompson's dad, and he said it was like putting on cement. I mean, it was just rolling like crazy, and just, I mean, thank goodness sometimes the hole was there or the pin, but he said it was pretty fast.
We used to play the Coleman Cup there, a mid-amateur tournament, and I remember distinctly having 6-foot uphill putts that I was thinking about lagging because you didn't want a 2-foot downhill putter. You'd be
right
there for 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah. What did you talk to the players about during your breaks as far as playing their game, you know, looking at the score, getting ready for their next match? What was your general theme during that, Nathaniel?
Well, I kind of oversimplify it. I grab them by the ears and tell them to win. I don't try to put any science into it. I just sit in their face and say, look, this is going to be a really fond, lifelong memory if you win. It's going to be a lifelong memory either way. So if it's a lifelong memory and you're recalling how you won, then it'll be a lot more favorable look back. But, you know, I think the other thing is I didn't want them to get hyped up and start yelling and shouting and annoying or inspiring the other team.
Right.
And I, you know, GB and I, the entire team, and Stuart Wilson, the captain, was, you know, just true gentlemen. And, you know, we got excited, but we didn't stick it in their face and vice versa because, you know, it definitely can be adverse. You can get upset when you see your opponents
right,
being a little, you know, overly enthusiastic. So I just kind of warned them about that, saying, you know, not to get upset if it happens from the other side, which it did not, and to not do it themselves.
Right, right. How did you feel about the team overall prior to going on and then during the Walker Cup?
Well, I felt, you know, in both cases, I really got the team I wanted, save Chandler Phillips, God bless him. He was first alternate for the Walker Cup 2 years ago and first alternate for the World Amateur Team. And the guy compiled a record of, I think, winning 9 college tournaments. But,
yeah,
you know, other than that, I really got the team I wanted in the committee at the USGA who does the selection. You know, really, I got them in sequential order. And, you know, I think I felt really good about the team. I didn't really study up on the GB and I team, but I had noticed, you know, I'd watched, you know, some of their players in competitions as I toured the old national amateur tournaments, you know, the Western Amateur, the Sonny Hanna Amateur, the Porter Cup, and some of these events that I played in 40-plus years ago. So it was like being in a time warp with me, but it gave me a familiarity with the team and their families. And, you know, by the time I'd watched these players for, you know, 18 months to 3.5 years, in the case of Tyler Strafasi and Cole Hammer, you know, I'm kind of an extension of their support system.
Right.
And, you know, what a privilege for me to be involved in their young lives and their triumphs and tragedies at this part of their growth.
Well, Nathaniel, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk for a few more minutes, but stay on with us. We'll be back with Captain Crosby of the Walker Cup team right after this on the Back Nine Boys Golf Show.
Hello, my name is Augustine Pisa. I'm a golf course architect, and you're listening to the Back Nine Boys.
And welcome back. I'm Rich Stiles. We're on the phone with the captain of the Walker Cup team, the winning Walker Cup team, Nathaniel Crosby. And Nathaniel, you know, playing in college tournaments and then playing for your country, there's a little bit more pressure. Did the guys feel it, or, you know, what did you tell them about playing for your country?
Well, I think the whole whole intensity is not just ratcheted up a little. It's ratcheted up a lot. And I know that they have the Palmer Cup with the college players, but it's seemingly the players just get so stoked. I think there's an association with the USGA, the junior. The USGA Junior was a huge tournament when we were growing up, and it is for these guys when they were going through that age. And then the US Amateur is so much more important than anything they might play in college, including the NC2As. And then to have the ceremony, the flag raising, the whole pomp and circumstance of the event is just so incredible. It's our Olympic moment, I guess.
Yeah.
And the Olympic moment that you might have remembered from decades ago when it was truly just amateur. So I think that this winning matches and winning the event and making key putts under pressure for these guys will be, it'll really serve them well when they're in a major championship and they're in contention. And I think they're going to have a look back on this past event and remember that they made a clutch putt under pressure or had some sort of positive reinforcement from this past week.
Yeah. Did you know that Jack Nicklaus was going to come out during some of the warm-ups or for the matches?
Yes, we recruited him. We didn't know that he was going to have a steady presence on the first tee, which was just over and above the call of duty, but it's something that I think you really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jack's been a neighbor and friend for a long time, and, you know, I've known him since I was giving out scorecards and pencils at my dad's tournament in the about 1970. So at any rate, he came into the Seminole locker room and, you know, talked with the guys for an hour. We had a practice squad at the Bears Club 2 years ago before the last event in December of 2018, actually. And, you know, Jack again gave us a lunch and talked to us for about an hour and a half. So, you know, he probably has a lot of young, aspiring superstars approaching him to try to get a ticket into the Bears Club or get some knowledge from the Karnak the Magnificent, right? But at any rate, he did take the time, and you know he loves to share his experiences now with the younger players and offered a lot of himself this past week.
Well, we've got about a minute and a half left, Captain, and I'd like to ask you a couple players, Cole Hammer, Davis Thompson, you said 19 are going to turn pro. I know it's tough to do this, but who do you think has really got a chance to make it on the pro tour?
Well, you asked me the impossible question.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to say he's going to make it and then leave out somebody else.
Right.
I think that they all have a tremendous chance of succeeding. I think it's I think when you get out, so depending on what they do to the ball, I think it's almost essential to hit the ball 300 yards and, in today's game.
Right.
That might increase, in tomorrow's game or in what we're looking at five years from now. But all 12 of these players, that including the two alternates, have I think a very solid chance of becoming successful golf professionals.
We've got about 10 seconds left. Sorry.
So the the whole point is it's been great. All of these guys, I think, have a great chance. And, you know, I wish them all the very best and know that they'll do well.
Nathaniel, thank you for being with us. Congratulations. And hope we see you again as the captain in a couple of years.
I've retired from the post. It's better if I have somebody else going forward. All right. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you. Nathaniel Crosby, Walker Cup captain for 2019 and the winning 2021 team. I want to thank him for being with us and all of our other guests with BioLite and Taltag. Thank you for being with us on the Back Nine Boys Golf Show, heard every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9, right here on ESPN Coastal and wherever all your podcasts are heard. So thank you for being with us. Thank you to Cody Queen, my producer, and thank you for being with us again today.